We're going bed pod?
We're going to bed pod. Oh. We're going to do it in bed.
Oh, I love that idea.
Catherine had...
I'm very tired.
Catherine fell asleep at 8.
No, it was earlier than that. I was asleep like 5 minutes after you came in here.
I thought that might happen. I was like, I'm just going to leave Catherine alone in the bedroom. She seems in a bad way.
I needed a little nap.
I was like, yeah, you're like every single thing that remained to be done, you were like,
God,
oh God, and now I have to go get the baby Tylenol from the bathroom. It was a long day.
A long day. I never laid down this afternoon.
Yeah.
I laid down for like 5 minutes.
You had to make pretzels.
And then you went away, and then I did pretzels.
Well, good.
Goog-goog-goog.
Well, good. Was totally words.
I need a drink. I'm thirsty.
Oh, that kind of drink. Here's my water. It's from yesterday.
It's gonna be stale.
It's aged. In a cedar. Wow, Tervis tumbler. Wow, that was all of it. You drank all my water. Okay.
I told you I was thirsty.
It's truth. It was no lies detected.
It's truth.
Hello, I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm wife Catherine. I'm always yawning when you start that.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This. All right, Catherine, we start the podcast off by looking at the top tweet of the week, according to people who follow me on Twitter, and they sent me this one. Men apologizing. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but if we really think about it, it's actually your fault for having feelings in the first place. Mm. It's interesting because people who say this also have feelings, and they also get their feelings hurt. And then when they get their feelings hurt, they don't feel that way about the feelings.
Yeah, that they shouldn't have had them.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
It's interesting.
It's my new album, Hank Green and the Perfect Strangers.
It's interesting. It's like delightful and lovely.
The lovely.
But it's interesting.
It's interesting.
It's annoying.
It's Marvel. That isn't care for me.
You gotta come up with another adjective that... Adjective? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Adjective?
I think this is an adjective. That's the thing that you're talking about. Yeah, well,
okay.
Yep.
Is another adjective that starts with a vowel, so that is interesting, annoying, so overwhelming to me.
Yeah. So overwhelming is great. Soin.
You bet at this. Apparently. This version of Rolfing.
Soin. All right, let's pop into my tweets, Catherine. This one's from October 21st. I'm making space on my bookshelf for some new stuff right now, and it's weird kind of torture. I love all of you equally, but like, not really.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I really...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I want to love you.
Oh, no.
Someone else will love you.
Yeah, I've had that, like, I should like this book, therefore I will keep it.
Interesting, yes.
I've had that, but now...
I don't.
Now I'm like, no.
Get rid of that. I'm an adult human.
I don't like...
I know what I like and don't like.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't care what people think about me based on...
Yes.
What books I have in my house.
That's right. That's, yeah.
Which is the reason why I was keeping some of those books also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And that's, yeah. We got to be comfortable with who
he
is.
Look at us, almost 40, realizing who we are and are not.
Yeah, and being comfortable with it. People, it takes time. Which reminds me, Catherine, remember last week when we talked about what... the demographic of our audience was here on Delete This. Delete This.
What is the name of this podcast?
What did you say they mostly were?
30s, 20s, like
upper, I said that they were mostly in their 20s.
Mid-20s. Okay. Well, and I said 30s.
They were in their 30s. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I was right.
Oh, well, I'm so proud of you.
63% of you are in your 20s.
I don't think that that's a good... If I had, like, really glued it down, I probably would have said, like, 26 to 36.
So do you want to get a more demographic specificity from our people?
No, I'm fine with you being...
No, I just
being
want
right.
Like, I know that you're fine with me being right. What I want is like,
well,
would that be interesting to you to know if they're
I don't care
between the ages of 21 and 25 or 25 and 30.
Well, I do think that like someone who's 20 is in a far different place than someone who's 25 or 26.
Yeah, no, that is definitely true.
So that's why I don't think like. The 20s is necessarily like a very good demographic distinction.
Yeah, usually when you ask like demographic questions, you get an 18 to 24 group.
Is that
and then
how it's grouped? That's what I was curious about because usually there's a pretty standardized
It's interesting
demographic.
I find it very interesting that when we like demographic analysis does this like. Thing where this the 18 to 24 group, which is only 6 years, is always a group, whereas like 45 to 65 is also a group.
Well,
and that's 20 years.
But that still makes sense.
It does make sense because like 18 to 24 is like this very specific time in your life.
Yeah, and
when everything's like, you don't know what's going on.
Figure out who you are. Do it now.
Oh God! Oh whoa, that was great. Oh no, that was terrible. Just like, why did I just get hit in the face with that?
All of these feelings and thoughts and decisions.
Yeah,
like people who are between 45 and 65 are generally like
sort of around in the same kind of lifetime, yeah,
or like about to be done raising their kids,
yeah,
you know, moving into
in a career leader. Way, like you are sort of like
anymore, really, but
But you've figured out like the kinds of expertises you have, and
I mean, a lot of people.
Maybe more and more.
There have been plenty
of
people who have.
Oh yeah.
Changed their lives.
So you're mostly in your 20s.
Yeah. Fine. Great.
And if you're not one, if you're not in your 20s,
welcome.
Welcome. Neither are we's.
Neither are we's.
I just wanted to let everybody know about Pizza at McDonald's. Whatever happened to Pizza at McDonald's? It's an investigative journalism podcast about pizza at McDonald's. It's very good.
Oh, Pizza at McDonald's is a podcast. Okay. Because when you first said it, I just wanted to let people know about Pizza at McDonald's. I was like, there's Pizza at McDonald's?
There isn't anymore, except at 3 McDonald's.
Well, so I, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so that's what
I want a munch! No, yeah, that's not what's happening.
Okay.
It's called Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's.
There are more than 91 episodes is a baffling.
Yes, but the amazing thing is.
How long are they?
That, well, anywhere from like 5 to 30 minutes, most of them are closer to 5.
Hmm.
And I thought
Many?
I thought that it was going to be a fictional podcast. Where it was like, we're going to create fake drama around Pizza at McDonald's. But it's actually, it appears to be an actual podcast with over 90 episodes. And also, the 91st episode is very good. So like, they continue to be good.
Hmm. Did you listen to all of them?
I didn't.
Mm.
I listened to the 91st episode because I was like, there's no way this is any good.
Was
and
it
I was
the most
like,
recent?
92 was the most recent, but then I started 92 and it was like clearly talking about episode 91, so I went to listen to 91.
Oh my God. What a journey you went on.
I did go on a journey, and then I listened to the first 10 episodes and they were very good. I don't know what happens in the intervening 80, but like I imagine it's great based on what I saw. So I just wanted to tell people about that.
Just wanted to let people about that know about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Catherine's looking it up right now.
No, I'm just getting...
Oh, you're getting our reviews ready? Good for you.
Look at me.
Yeah, do that because it doesn't work on my computer because iTunes still doesn't work on my computer. I just apparently need to get a new computer.
Well, I don't know how hard you've tread.
I mean, not very.
Yeah.
On the SciShow live stream, we blew up a pumpkin with rubber bands.
Yeah.
It was awesome!
I saw the rubber bands going on, but I did not see the explosion.
It was so good. I was really worried that it wasn't going to happen, but then it happened.
It's pretty amazing. And then did you end up with, like, a ball of rubber bands,
yes,
too?
Yes, just like a...
That's really
like
cool.
Like a baseball-sized ball of rubber bands.
That happens. I would... There's definitely been some slow motion photography of that, right?
Must be. Well, except it's pretty hard to do, actually, because you never know when it's going to go.
Oh.
And so, like, with slow motion photography, like the real high res stuff, you don't get a lot of filming time before your card fills up.
I see.
So maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Hopefully. And mostly watermelons, because watermelons are more dramatic than pumpkins, it turns out.
Also softer.
Yeah.
Thinner
rind.
Yeah.
So they like...
Right. The rind is thinner. The inside is less dense.
I think the inside of a watermelon is more dense because the inside of a pumpkin is air. The inside of a watermelon
is... A lot of it is air, huh?
Is all water. Hmm. And that's the other reason why it explodes because there's more stuff in the inside. So it's like...
Right. This just sort of cut it in half.
It just sliced it right in half and it was...
That's
glad. I was worried that it would be more dramatic and that it might hit one of our lights, but it didn't. Hey, Catherine, this is a thing that people do where they make little ASCII people doing things.
Yeah,
there was the one that I did about Metamucil.
Uh-huh.
And so this one was popping up, this little guy holding the sign, putting different things inside of the sign.
Yeah, he looks like he's happy, though.
He's happy.
Protesting.
He's here's the thing I thought about.
Yeah.
And so I wrote, thanks to all the ASCII artists for making this stuff. That got 4,000 likes. Because people appreciate appreciation, Catherine. And we are living in a society with a deficit of appreciation. So we should throw it out there whenever we can. And it was also very self-referential in that, the people who post these things are never the people who make them.
Of course not.
All right, Catherine, it's time for our Twitter game this week. You remember Twitter games?
Sure.
That's where the person on the internet asks you to do something and then you get your... name. So shower cap or cap shower, I'm not entirely sure, says, okay, your old white Republican senator on the Judiciary Committee name is your freshman dorm, followed by the last name of someone who was nominated for best supporting actor in the year you were born but didn't win.
Jeez,
I'm McCollum Farnsworth.
McCollum Farnsworth is amazing.
It is amazing.
Someone who was nominated for
best supporting actor
the
year
you
were born.
Okay.
Let's see. Is this going to come up? Yeah. All right. Best supporting. So we've got Judd Hirsch.
Is this the winner?
The winner is Timothy Hutton.
Okay.
Unfortunate, because Hutton is pretty good. Judd Hirsch, Joe Pesci, Michael O'Keefe, or Jason Robards.
Robards.
For Melvin and Howard, Catherine, if you believe that was a movie.
I mean, Gershwin Hirsch is pretty good.
Gershwin Hirsch. Was I in Gershwin?
You didn't have a dorm, babe.
I didn't, not at the beginning, but eventually I got one. Was it Prash?
It was Prash.
Okay, so I'm, let's say, Prash O'Keefe. Yeah, that could be a guy. Or Prash Roberts.
Prash Pesci.
No, Prash Pesci doesn't really feel like he's too ethnic.
Yeah.
Prash sounds like a last name, first name kind of situation, which is
That's
why this
true.
Works.
Yeah.
Because people from the South often have last names as first names. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in Darwin. Darwin was the all-girls dorm. Oh, I thought I was in Darwin. I was wrong.
Yeah, you thought you were.
I just spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you looking it up? Okay, yeah.
Prash, Mill, Gershwin, and Gandhi. That was the one.
Gandhi was?
All female.
All female. Darwin was in a different complex, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god, I was super confused. So yeah, I was in Prash after I finally got a room. The story here is that they didn't have enough rooms for everybody, and me and my roommate had to stay in a...
Guest room?
A guest room, yeah.
Which was weird that they
wasn't
even
in
had
any,
that.
In any dorm, yeah. And it was so humid. And we turned the air conditioner on so hard to try and dehumidify this room that whenever I walk into a place that is very cold and humid, I immediately experience that like almost synesthetic reconnection to that physical space where I'm like listening to fish and hanging out with
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bleep out name because it's always like, what's your freshman roommate's name?
Uh-huh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
God damn it, I don't have any security questions. It's all over for me.
Yeah, well, now you can't use Presh.
Yeah, well, apparently I didn't even know that, so.
Right. Gershwin Hirsch.
Gershwin Hirsch. Oh, yeah, no, I would not want you in charge.
Right?
I would not want you in charge. Yeah, uh-huh. They're all the same. That looks about right. And oh, those aren't triples anymore.
No.
They turned them into doubles.
Just corner doubles.
Corner doubles. They're not shoving three people into a room anymore.
No, they're just bigger.
Well, good for them, probably. Yeah. Probably the right call.
Yeah. I mean, asking three people to live in...
Oh, God, a tiny
this
room.
This is not...
I mean, even two people seems insane to me now.
This is not that much bigger than that. Like,
no, they
I
put
don't
three
understand.
People in there.
There was only one closet, so it's not like... There were still only two closets.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So how do you do that?
I don't remember. I mean, I went into that guy's room sometimes.
Yes.
I can't remember his name. He shaved without shaving cream is the only thing I remember about him. And I was just like, you can't do that.
On television.
And his girlfriend was very short and he was very tall.
Yeah.
You well, remember these people?
Yeah, didn't she live in the other triple with the other...
Maybe.
With the two...
Upstairs?
Bunnies?
With the bunnies, yes, with the bunnies.
Yeah.
He shaved without shaving cream.
Yeah. Very.
And he was hairy. He wasn't like me, like with no hairs. He had lots of hair.
Yeah, hairy.
Oh, his face made of steel, you guys. Let's go back to school.
I know.
Let's go live in a room with
I mean,
a tiny room with some stranger.
No.
We basically lived in a triple because you slept in my room all the time.
Yeah. Wasn't there very
That's
much.
True.
Though.
Was hanging out with some other person, sleeping in some other room. We could not make good decisions for the life of us.
Worked out okay
worked
for
out
some
okay.
of us.
For some, I think for the, we're all okay, I think. On October 24th, I just tweeted about ballotready.org, and all I want to say is ballotready.org, if you're looking for a way to learn what's going to be on your ballot and make good decisions and not be overwhelmed by the process of voting, ballotready.org. It makes it so much easier than it ever was before.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I did look at it and I was like, oh my God, wow.
It's so good.
This is amazing.
It's amazing.
Who is doing this?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're compiling the work done by election commissions all over the place, but
right.
like it's different in every place,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do. And they,
yeah, and like maybe you're not at your house to get your, like that
yeah.
thing that gets mailed to you or
and
whatever.
I mean, I don't feel like we ever used to got sample ballots. Sample ballots feel relatively new to me. I think it's getting easier in a lot of ways, though I know it's also getting harder in some ways. It's certainly getting easier in some places and harder in other places. All right, Ann Wheaton tweeted, our local news just did a story on a Disneyland spokesperson letting people know the city of Anaheim does not permit the public releasing of human remains because park employees are cleaning up ashes of loved ones in the park. What the actual fuck?
Yeah, I read that article. Someone else had posted it. It's definitely a thing. I mean, people are trying to put their...
Yeah,
they're,
the places where they love.
Yeah.
And also...
They're human persons, ashes, all kinds of places.
It's true. And then somebody's cookies, apparently,
and
was
I
also
did.
A news story. Don't put them. Don't put it in
do
cookies.
Don't do that, no.
Especially if you aren't going to tell people about that before you give them the cookies. Teenage girl whose article I read about. Catherine, the other thing is that, like, the very obvious thing is that Haunted Mansion... is like a spoopy place.
Mm-hmm.
And people love it.
Yeah,
and they go 1,000,000,000 times. And
yeah.
so it makes perfect... Like, it's like this double reason to
yeah.
put your loved one's ashes in the Haunted Mansion.
Well, they should just start charging people
they
to, like,
should
inter
just start
ashes
charging
there.
People to put their ashes there.
Yeah, like, just have a mausoleum.
Not like the full box.
No.
Just a little vial.
Sure.
Just, and it'll be, it's like $250. It's nice and creepy. It's like a creepy thing.
Yeah, it's like way spoopier. There's actual human remains here.
Yes.
In the haunted mansion at Disneyland.
Well, there is already.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
Like, you can't get all of it off.
I know. But, like, yeah, totally. Why don't they just...
Yeah.
They should just make a thing where you can actually do that.
Yeah. They should absolutely... Yes. I think it would be... I think it's lovely.
Sure.
Like, in addition to being, like... I'm sure that it's not going to, like, generate significant revenue. It's just lovely. And maybe they could do it only for annual pass holders who have held a pass for more than 20 years or something. But, like, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, a bunch of vials of Disney fans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any problem with it. Honestly, I don't see any problem with there being just, like, human remains places if they're just...
Yeah.
Ashes.
Yeah. Well,
like, it's not like
I did hear that they had to stop people from dumping ashes in like on like a certain spot in a national park because they made the soil so acidic that plants weren't growing.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
That's a thing, but that's different.
But like
this
with
Disneyland,
like, with dumping out like a whole bunch of ashes though, that's just like someone's gonna have to clean that up. So, like,
yeah.
A little bit, just, like, sprinkle, like, dust.
Right.
And that's basic. Like, it's...
Well, the thing is, what do you do with the rest of it? What do you do with the rest of...
I don't know. Other places. Or, like, bury it. The Pope actually says you can't sprinkle ashes. If you're Catholic, the Pope is like, that's not allowed.
Body has to be...
You have to bury ashes.
Mm.
Because sprinkling ashes around is some kind of, like, pantheistic nonsense.
Sure.
There's, like, bodies and human remains get buried. Or put into, like, in... I don't know.
Right. A crypt.
I did a little bit of research on this because I was like, that sounds like maybe a video topic, but then I got through it and I was like, never mind. That's why I know about the national park thing.
Okay.
But anyway.
Hank, I did a bunch of research on this green.
Pope says.
That's your new middle name.
October 25th. Hey, everybody. The suspicious mole that my doctor scooped out of my foot has been officially declared just a normal foot mole. Whoop. Here's a spoopy mashup to celebrate. A spoopy word is in this podcast a lot.
I guess you're thinking about...
I got a big hole in my foot.
It's just, I mean, you told him. Too.
Like, I did.
I definitely stepped on something. That's just a thing that I stepped on.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't like it.
Well, he didn't like it. Hey, he's a doctor.
I guess.
He knows what cancer looks like. I'm like, dude, take it out of me. Make sure I don't have the cancer. I don't want the cancer. And apparently foot melanoma is a very serious thing because people often don't get it checked out because they think it's like a bruise or something.
What, on the sole of your foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently because the skin on your feet grows really fast, it's more likely to happen there, even though they don't get exposure to lots of UV. Check the bottom of your feet, people, for moles. And if there's one that has multiple colors and irregular edges or something else, go, I don't know, get it looked at by a dermatologist. Don't cut it out of your foot because it hurts.
Oh,
a dermatologist can do that by himself, and it didn't hurt at all when he did it. It just hurts now that I have to walk on it all the time.
Ugh.
There's a hole in my foot.
It really didn't hurt when he was doing it?
No. He gave me the Novocaine.
Oh, okay.
Novocaine
to do.
Yeah, I got a little poke, and he was like, a little poke, and I was like, I barely even felt that. And then he was like, you're all done, and I was like, I'm bleeding! And then like, you know, a half an hour later, I was like, my foot hurts.
My foot hurts. And then a week later, you're like, God damn it, my foot hurts!
That hurts way more now than it did the day it happened, because like, you know.
He's been bumping it on everything.
Well, it turns out, like the bottom of your foot hits plenty of stuff.
Yeah, every time he turns around, he's like, drinking punch.
Pretty much. I definitely feel like I'm officially old, getting suspicious moles cut out of me. October 25th also. At this point, it's pretty hard for me to tell the difference between I've been procrastinating for too long and I have a very good idea. This screenshot of the Google. I've Googled 5 gallon bucket of beans. I didn't even find what I was looking for, Catherine. The only 5 gallon buckets of beans, and there were plenty of them, were dried beans. I want a 5 gallon buckets of baked beans.
Oh my god, ew.
or like black beans, or like cooked wet
like
beans
that I can just
pour into a giant vat. For the making of suspiciously large quantities of soup. October 26th.
Oh my god. I'm not even interested.
October 26th. I'm so good at YouTube, y'all. Like, it's been 12 years, and this is only the 15th time I've uploaded a video to the wrong channel. And then John replied, I uploaded my Tuesday video to a channel with only 4 subscribers, and I was like, who are these subscribers? And it turned out all 4 of them were different iterations of myself.
Oh, my God.
And it turned out...
They're my 4 other channels.
That this Hank's channel video that I accidentally uploaded to Vlogbrothers was 4 minutes and 6 seconds long. And nope, it did not escape the notice of folks. And so my top reply of the week, Catherine, is, am I going to have to get punished for this?
Oh, God.
With 1,300 likes.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Catherine does not like the tradition of punishment, but I'm headed into 2 weeks of needing to make a video a lot.
Great.
So I need video ideas. Well, let's move on.
Look, agree to disagree. I don't think it should be a thing. How much of yourself are you already giving? That's my viewpoint. You're like, but it's part of the thing. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine.
All right, agree to disagree.
Yep.
Catherine, let's go back in time to my top tweet of the week from 2013.
Thanks.
Didn't do that last
Great.
Week. Here it is. Gave up. Went back to normal scrolling. Had to uncheck the natural button. So I guess OS X has declared me unnatural.
Yeah, you do scroll wrong.
I don't scroll wrong. I scroll the way everyone scrolled 5 years ago.
Disagree.
Suddenly we were like, oh, we're going to scroll a different way now. I scroll the way the mice work. Pull down to go down. I pull down to go down. I pull down to go down. It's not unnatural. You need to
I pull down to go down too. I don't understand. See, you're pulling down, and it's going up. No.
I'm going down.
I'm pulling down, and it's going up. I don't get it.
Yeah, you're doing this.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Right.
You're, like, touching the screen. It's as if it is a phone.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is.
And
you're using the scroll button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So officially, as of 5 years ago this week, that was the last time I tried to switch and failed, and I just gave up. I did my best.
It is very challenging if like either of us are trying to use the other's computer.
I'm always like,
what is it doing? Just use the arrow. Yeah. Arrow still works.
Every time. When was the last time you went Wahoo? October 26th. Jesus. I got a little weird on October 26th. Things started going strange in my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
One
I noticed that. What?
When was the last time you... We were just chatting about stuff.
We were?
We were chatting.
It's a Friday.
And we were talking about... I don't remember why. We were just messing around talking about old movies.
We were watching Jack Ryan. And there was somebody in it who made me think of somebody else.
Yeah. And we were like, is that the guy from...
Yeah, I was like, is that Bill Pullman? And I was like, no, it's Tim Robbins. And then I was like, what's the difference? And then we were like, is that the guy from Dave? And we were like, no, that's Kevin Klein. And I was like, what's the difference?
What I really needed
and
was...
And they all look very similar these days.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
started out looking different.
Quite different, yeah.
Now they just look like old white guys, which is just...
Correct.
Happens, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to look in a couple of years.
Very great.
I don't have any youthful eyebrows left, Catherine.
Ooh, you got to trim them up, too, because they're starting to really...
They are. We talk about it in Dear Hank and John a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. Yep, there was a long conversation about my eyebrows this week. You'll
Your
check it out.
Your eyebrows specifically?
Yeah, because I was noticing some serious eyebrowage. Mm. That also led to this tweet, which I feel like I could have done better.
Okay.
Kevin Klein played a man pretending to be president in the movie Dave. Klein was later played by Tim Robbins, who was himself played by Bill Pullman, who was himself played by a medium-sized glass of strawberry Fanta, who was actually just Sprite dyed red. Feel like I almost got there.
Yeah.
It was just like a little bit lacking. Like that kind of tweet needs some serious crafting. People were pretty sure I was high. I wasn't.
You were trying something out and it didn't quite work.
The technical term for the end of your nose is the bulby.
Yeah. That was also... I don't know why... What that...
Another one of them. People answered my question, when was the last time you went Wahoo? Honestly, they wanted to tell me when they last went Wahoo.
Well, that's nice of them.
Very few people realized that it was the sort of quintessential line from the movie IQ, which is about Albert Einstein's daughter or niece, and how she is...
Granddaughter, I think. But it's fictional.
And how she is just doesn't have any fun, but Albert Einstein is, like, super fun, and he has lots of fun.
Yeah, it's fictional.
And Tim Robbins takes him out on a motorcycle, and he goes, Wahoo! And then Tim Robbins says to Meg Ryan, when was the last time you went Wahoo? And it's like, I think the implication is that, like, maybe later that night.
Wahoo!
Wahoo!
Maybe.
Maybe! I love Coca-Cola, and I wish it didn't exist. Something I say fairly frequently.
I feel like you've tweeted that already.
In
the past.
I definitely have made Hank's channel video about it. This was 21 hours ago. We're catching up, Catherine. I have three kinds of tweets. One, I just thought of something half clever while doing something else. Two, I saw something on Twitter and it made me mad. Three, I am afraid that I am cosmically insignificant. Please, someone, interact with me. And I believe that's my top tweet of the week, Catherine. Oh, yes, it is.
Huh. How about that?
People found that hashtag relatable.
They really related to that.
They related to that tweet.
Yeah.
It's almost as if people feel as if they may be cosmically insignificant because of how they are.
Mm.
My next tweet...
Because of how that is absolutely the truth.
I fucking love plants.
Jesus. Oh, that's my favorite tweet of yours of the week.
Plants are so great.
Every time we talk about it, I'm just like, wow, they really are. They're doing what? Plants are how?
They're made of air.
They did that? Yeah.
Oh, man. Plants.
Yep.
Oh, man. Plants. I tweeted at Trump this week, Catherine, but I don't want to talk about it.
Good. Oops. Yeah.
I just don't want to. It's too sad.
Oh.
Too frustrated. It was a bad week.
Yeah, you made a whole video about it, so, you know, we don't need to talk about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
Go yell at someone on YouTube about it.
I didn't even put it in the show notes, Catherine.
It's getting real shitty.
It's been a bad one.
I don't like it.
Oh my god. It got so many likes too. His tweets usually get like less than 100,000 likes, and this one got like way more than usual. Oh god, it makes me so scared and nervous. Yeah.
Jesus.
I fucking love plants.
I tweeted about, are we done with yours?
I got one more.
Let's give it to
us. I got one
us.
More. This was 49 minutes ago. People, it's Halloween. We should talk in a spooky voice. Me, whenever you talk, your wet meat bags shove air through a cartilage tube and out your wiggly face hole. All voices are spooky.
Wiggly face hole. Wiggly face hole. Yeah, what's a spooky voice?
That's a spooky voice.
Vincent Price?
Yeah, Vincent Price. Hello, children. Well, off to dreamland.
Interesting. There's a lot of varieties of ways you can make things. It's spooky.
Into the monster mash. That's really sort of like spooky. The original spooky voice.
I guess.
It was a graveyard smash.
So there's
it
like
got
a little
in a flash.
There's a little undertone of racism there, because he's like Transylvanian or something.
Yeah. Though I think Transylvanians are white.
But a lot of them are a lot of Romanians.
Right. Yeah, totally. I don't know anything about Transylvania.
Great.
We're from Devon. Folks from around here aren't from around here.
Agatha, Tabitha, and Bagatha.
All right. What do you got for me?
Oh, I just tweeted a few times about flu shots.
Oh, get your flu shot. I got my flu shot.
And
it's way better than getting a mole cut out of your foot.
You know, I didn't get a lot of, like, bad replies.
Uh-huh.
But I did get a couple of annoying ones.
Just, like, up to your flu shot tweet or just generally?
To my flu shot tweet.
Mm. Okay.
I don't really want to go into it, but I tweeted a couple of times about flu shots.
Get your flu shots.
Just...
There's no reason not to.
Freaking do it.
There's no reason not to, man.
If you don't like needles, they have a nasal spray now.
They have a nasal spray now.
If you have other excuses, listen to the Sawbones episode about flu shots.
You're not only helping yourself, you could be saving other people's lives.
You are.
Yeah, I mean, statistically.
Yes.
You are.
Uh-huh.
Catherine, I got a question. Hashtag Pipples. Help Hank Green, I just went to the GI doctor and he wants me on Citracel. What's your favorite brand again? Why, thanks for asking. It's Metamucil. Hashtag invest in your digestion. Yeah, Metamucil. They got the citrus flavor Metamucil. Super tasty. They got the sugar-free and the sugar-full. I take the sugar-full myself. They also...
If it doesn't, like, yeah, if you don't... Some people have a problem with aspartame and other various sweeteners.
Yeah, they also got the original formula, which is just, like, ground up, and it's got a little tiny bit of sugar in it. So
literally
it's,
just, like,
it's, yeah,
wheat germ.
It's just the husk.
Just ground up wheat germs.
It tastes a little bready.
Yeah, it tastes bready, but like you're just drinking it real fast anyway.
Yeah.
Don't savor it.
Catherine, what? Do we miss any segments? I feel like we missed a segment. Oh, it's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. I got a tweet and I didn't tweet it. It's draft tweets from Hank. Wow, Catherine. Did you say anything in there I've got to bleep out? It sounded like you might have made some mistakes.
I mean, you might want to listen to it, but I don't think so.
Oh, man. Well, where was I at? The proliferation of awards in creative industries outlines over and over how fucking needy and self-centered we are. God, Hank. Pull it back! Pull it back!
I mean, you didn't tweet it.
Jeez.
I mean, you were like, damn friggin' streamies still going on.
No, it's not. It wasn't even the streamies.
Really?
It wasn't the streamies. It was something else.
Another one?
Oh, God. It was a podcasting thing. It was like a new podcasting one. I'm like, oh, come on.
Totally.
iHeartRadio is doing a podcasting award, and I'm just like, these forces for legitimization I see as, like, especially in media where people don't feel like it's legitimate yet. And so, like, we need to convince ourselves over and over again that, like, no, we're not movie stars, but this is actually important.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why is it so hard to convince yourself of this? Like, why do we succumb to our imposter syndrome so easily? Just, like, admit that it matters and, like, have it, like, just care about it. You don't need to...
Get an award.
You don't, like, yeah. You don't need to, like, hide behind the idea that it's not a big deal. And that, like, it didn't turn out that your life was, like, the dream that you had. Or what, I don't know. I am...
Ranting.
It's the thing that I've been frustrated about since the beginning of being an online video creator. Where, like for so long, I felt like I was the only person in the room who thought that what we were doing was the interesting thing. Me and John.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was just like, guys, stop thinking about how this is going to get you to the other thing. You are at the interesting place now.
This is the thing.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
You've arrived. This is way cooler than that stuff. So, like,
I want to dress up fancy.
Right. And, like, I get that.
And
I get
the picture.
I get that. Yeah. Like, different people are different. And, like, people are going to enjoy a thing that I wouldn't enjoy. And I also, like, part of it probably is that I don't get to go to those things because I don't live in LA. And so, like, I never go and I, like, see people having fun. And so maybe I'm just being, like, a spoiled brat. But like,
yeah,
there are so many great important things that people do and like don't get awards for. And it seems like the things that we get awards for are the jobs that already have lots of benefits. And like, it's not like people aren't saying nice things about me already. It's exactly like, it's super snarky. And it's something I don't even actually really agree with that tweet. I just like, I was having that feeling. And maybe like, even if there is truth in that tweet, maybe that's not something to ridicule people for, because maybe people go into this kind of profession because they do have some kind of like, you know, emptiness that they're trying to fill with people's admiration and attention. Maybe. All right, Catherine, do you want to...
He's done.
Do you want to...
I think he's done, guys. Yeah. We just had to ride that one out together.
It's time for Viral Moments of Joy, Catherine. Do you want to...
Very ready.
Okay, let's hit it.
I found one.
Alessa.
Alessa,
play baby shark.
Alessa, play baby shark.
Oh, it's cute.
Shark, Baby Shark by Pink Floyd, starting now on Amazon Music.
That little girl has been listening to Baby Shark too much. Singing Baby Shark.
Look at her go! Yeah! It's a good dance! Oh, God. She's doing like a hand thing.
Oh, my God! Oh. Oren listened to that song for the first time today, and afterwards he said, Baby, do do do. Baby, do do do. We're like, yeah! That's right, bud.
Yeah.
You sing the song.
This is the first song he's ever sung.
Baby, do, do, do. I mean, he hums other songs.
Melodies of other songs. But yeah, but that was like without the melody, but with the words,
kind
of.
I liked the one I showed you.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
I don't know where it came from.
It got copyright claimed. It's off YouTube or off Twitter now, so I couldn't get it. It was the one with the dog?
No.
Oh.
The one with the cheerleader guy.
Oh, the one with the cheerleader guy. That was amazing.
That one was great.
Oh, nobody sent that to me. Lots of people sent the dog one to me. The dog running into the giant pile of leaves. Oh, gosh.
It's going to be hard to find.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheerleader guys dancing, unfortunately.
Here it is.
Catherine found it. Overenthusiastic male cheerleader. Mer-cheerleader.
Found it on Daily Motion. We'll see.
We'll see how this goes.
We'll see.
Hey, Catherine, what do you think the advertisement's for? You know, gonna go as a political one? Maybe it's gonna be a political one, maybe? Oh no, it's for storage. Oh, in the show notes, yeah. Oh man, he's having a really good time. Let's see if I can find it.
Overenthusiastic male cheerleader. There's other guys in the background doing stuff too, but like he has the most.
Oh yeah.
He is doing the most.
Oh yeah.
It's the best.
I don't know. I don't know if I can get it in the show notes. You guys are gonna just kind of have to Google an overenthusiastic male cheerleader.
Oh, so good. That was my viral moment of joy today.
That's a good one. All right, we've got a couple of questions.
Oh, questions. How
and
about
and
that?
Comments. Don't scroll down. Says Dear Hank and. Episode 27 of Dear Hank and John, you say that it's unacceptable to listen to Christmas music before the day after Thanksgiving, and yet in the most recent episode of Delete This, you said that you and Catherine have been singing Christmas music. Which is it, Hank? Hashtag Pipples.
Well, you will notice that you used two different words there. The first word is listen, and the second word is singing.
Interesting. It's okay to sing Christmas music, but don't put it on the radio yet.
I'm cool. If you want to listen to Christmas music in your house, in the privacy of your own home,
yes,
in the privacy of your own car,
I see,
in the privacy of your own headphones,
yeah,
go for it. Knock yourself all the way out. Nom that neg nog 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 nog. Nog it.
But
but do not put it in my public spaces.
Okay. That's right. It's not Thanksgiving yet.
I need space in my brain. For something that's not that yet.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to listen to Christmas music, great. But you don't need to, like, have it be out in the world now,
I feel like
do you?
It's asking something of me. Like, Christmas music playing in a store.
It's pressure.
It is. Yeah. It's a kind of like, hey, here it's time.
Doo-dee-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. Are you thinking about it yet? Are you thinking about
it yet? I'm not.
Are you thinking about it yet, though?
M. LaFave says, I went and listened to episode 22 at 27 minutes, 20 seconds, and gosh, Catherine does sound like a phone vibration.
Well, now I need to go find out.
Not right now.
All
right,
fine. Are you sure?
I mean, you can go try and find it right now. If you want to go to SoundCloud, though, if you want to try and find it.
Right, good point.
Alex says, there's a Scottish sheep breed called a North Ronaldsay. That have developed a unique diet of mainly seaweed and some more unique characteristics. I live in Finland and have no use for this information. Yeah, it sounds like we have a similar...
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Similar problems,
I mean,
Alex.
I love that, though.
Yeah.
A breed of Scottish sheep that have developed a unique diet of mainly seaweed. That's a wonderful...
wonderful fact.
It's a wonderful fact to know. Can you go back up? I want to feed the... Episode 22.
27 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah, totally.
There's so much
he's
more.
He's like one of my least favorite parts of that franchise. I, like...
It's like in the background a little bit, so you can't tell what's going on.
Sorry. I wish I could sample that and just, like, insert it.
Yeah.
Periodically, just
right.
To freak with your minds.
But you can't.
With your beans.
But you can't.
So you want to freak your beans.
Gotta get that bean freak. Now, before we get to a tweet from one of the best tweeters on Twitter, Johnny Sun, we are going to read some reviews from our listeners. Catherine, what do we got?
Sod one. Sodone.
Sodone. The Oneaters.
Fun and thought-provoking. Respect and humor and frank discussion abound in this podcast. I don't particularly enjoy Twitter, and it's a great way to keep up without personally engaging.
Oh.
I love Hank's other podcasts, but Catherine brings this to a whole new level. I'm reminded of how to be careful with others in each episode. The duet at the end of the episode... The duet at the end of episode 29 was magical. Thank you both for sharing your conversations with us. Thank you for your review. What nice things for you to say. We have so many new ones, it's hard to pick.
Oh my gosh.
In response to episode 29, says Murnder, who only gave us 4 stars, but that's okay. Pertaining the most recent episode, the only reason I wish you would do more on Facebook is because I only have a Facebook.
Oh.
Should I get a Twitter instead?
No.
Took off 1 star because Catherine called Nebraska and Wyoming the same. All right, fair.
Fair.
We're drowning in corn in Nebraska. What does Wyoming have? Wheat? Gross.
They have corn too.
Does Wyoming
but mostly
have,
wheat.
Have,
yeah, they got wheat. They got wheat. They got corn.
Wheat? Corn?
Wyoming wheat corn, the best Googles. One of the hottest Google searches that there is.
What is farmed in Wyoming? In Wyoming, the main crops are hay, barley, wheat, beans, and corn.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Hay, I should have thought about hay. Yeah.
Yeah, hay is the big
mostly range
one.
And
yeah.
Cattle.
Hay is the big one in places where nothing else grows.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, animals will eat this, I guess.
I wasn't wrong that Wyoming and Nebraska are next to each other, though. So I'm happy that I didn't get that wrong.
But if they
so
if they
parts
joined,
of you really are the same, though.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
in the edge part, yeah, you can tell.
If we had done the thing where you know states were divided by like whatcha call'ems.
Biomes?
No.
Kinds of land?
I think about it. It's gonna come to that.
demographic?
I'm gonna think about it.
Rivers.
Flood plains. No. Watersheds.
Yes, watersheds.
Rivers.
Jesus. Part of Wyoming would be Nebraska. That's all, you know, rivers would have... That would have made the thing. That's really... I'm so clear.
It would have been a really long state. He would have been in that state for a long time if you were driving. Sometimes I like to zoom in the middle of nowhere, and like, not in the middle of nowhere, but the middle of America, and be like, yeah, let's just move to Brewster, Thedford. Is there a place called Thedford?
That's what it says.
Let's move to Thedford, Nebraska.
How about Ringgold?
Shout out to everybody in Ringgold and Thedford. By which, I mean, nobody listening to this podcast, because those towns look like they got eight people. There's no roads there.
It's just the Ring...
Go to the satellite. Is there anything there? Just the church?
It's just the Ringgold Free Methodist Church and some...
Maybe a corner store? Some circle pivots?
Yeah, just some circle pivots, it looks like.
Oof, middle of Nebraska. You're fine. You're doing okay.
Ooh.
I'm not worried.
Look at the wiggles.
Look at the wiggles. Good wiggles. Man.
Would you have known what states bordered Nebraska?
No, I
if
wouldn't.
If somebody had asked you.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that South Dakota and Nebraska bordered. Kansas, Nebraska, flippy-floppy in my mind.
Hmm.
Shouldn't be.
Heh. What's this one?
What's that one? That one is south of Iowa. That's Missouri.
Ooh.
I'm right!
There's a little bit of Missouri that borders Nebraska. Fascinating.
Fascinating. Ah, the world is an interesting place.
Are we done with
the podcast? Thank you, everybody, for your reviews.
Should I read another one?
No, we're good.
Okay.
If you want to see what we talked about this week, check out the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you'd like to send us questions, comments, or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples. That's PIPLES. And I'm serious. Lots of people aren't using the hashtag. They're just adding Delete This. Don't do that. Use Pipples because that's what I look for. Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of this track, Everything Will Be Alright, from his album Love and Desolation. And thank you so much for listening.
Here's a tweet from Johnny Sun, October 27th. If a clown levels up enough, they will become a wizard. That's the best, this is the best possible outcome for a clown, honestly.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Catherine, we sung two different songs in this episode of Delete This. Which one should we go with?
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's marvelous. It's
marvelous.
But you should care for me. Do-do. It's awful nice.
It's awful nice.
Paradise.
It's paradise.
It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's marvelous. That you should care for me. Gershwin.
Gershwin's? Oh.
That was about
Gershwin's back.
Just Gershwin.
Hirsch.
Gershwin Hirsch.